USA Radio News.
The White House says the release of basketball star Brittney Griner is a priority for President Biden.
Brittney Griner being held in Moscow, we believe the Federation is wrongfully, she's being wrongfully detained. This is an issue that is a priority for this president. She needs to come home. She should be home, as well as Paul Whelan as well, who's being held, and any other U.S. nationals who is being wrongfully detained abroad.
Griner has pleaded guilty. The trial comes more than 4 months after the 31-year-old was detained at a Moscow airport after officials allegedly found vape cartridges containing hash oil, an illegal substance in Russia, in her luggage. If convicted on drug smuggling charges, Griner could face up to 10 years in a Russian prison. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care. Especially now, with inflation the way it is, people are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A man from Florida is being convicted for helping ISIS.
A Florida man will spend 20 years in federal prison for attempting to provide material support to ISIS. The Justice Department announced Romeo Langhorne was sentenced in a case dating back to 2014. In his guilty plea, the 32-year-old man admitted to using social media accounts to voice his support for the terrorist group. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Roughly 300,000 children under the age of 5 years old have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. That's according to a senior Biden administration official. This data comes on the heels of a holiday weekend with lots of families traveling and not thinking about a trip to the pediatrician while on vacation. They're expecting that the data could increase in the weeks ahead, especially ahead of the school year. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Republicans in Pennsylvania's Senate has advanced a proposal amendment to the state's constitution that would remove any right to abortion. The Senate Rural Committee meeting went well past its curfew as lawmakers hammered out budget matters and a House-approved package of constitutional amendments. Republican Senator Judy Ward's proposed abortion amendment was added to the package in an 11-6 vote on party lines. If the amendment passes both houses in two legislative sessions, it will go to the public for a vote. Ward claims it wouldn't outlaw abortion as the procedure is protected by the state's Abortion Control Act. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has confirmed that the league's Sunday ticket rights will be going to a streaming service after nearly 30 years on DirecTV. Goodell said deal terms will be finalized by the fall. The current DirecTV deal for Sunday Ticket, which gives subscribers access to every game played on Sundays no matter where they live, runs through the end of the 2022 season. Apple and Amazon have been reported to be in the mix for Sunday Ticket as well as ESPN. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.